There won't be much change going from candidate John Katko to Congressman Katko after the Republican takes the oath of office in Washington early next month. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Katko expects the campaign style that led to his 20-point win over incumbent Democrat Dan Maffei in November will be the model for his congressional career.
For former federal prosecutor John Katko, that means plenty of town hall meetings, teletown halls, social media, and just plain getting out and about.
I want to keep in that campaign mode of shaking hands and talking to everybody because I think that's going to be a dramatic change for my predecessor. And I think people want to know that their congressman's working for him and they want to see him around, you know.
Katko expects to spend most of his time not in Washington, but in the 24th Congressional District, which includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga and Wayne counties, and part of Oswego County. He figures he'll be in D.C. two or three nights a week. He's not renting an apartment, so he'll be sleeping on a couch in his office. And he doesn't expect to get too steeped in the D.C. culture.
I'm there to work and sleep and get back home again. I think the people that stay there, people that move there, the people that get neck deep in the Washington game, I think they lose touch with what's the important part, and the important part of your district.
As for the politics of being a congressman, Katko understands there will be some heavy political hardball, but he says he won't let it change the stance he took during his campaign. For example,
there's some chatter about a bill to repeal Obamacare. I'm not signing on to it. I said during the campaign I'm not going to, and I'm not going to, because unless there's a replacement for it in place, ready to go, you cannot take away insurance from the millions of Americans who now have it.
Katko expects his reputation in Washington to take on the look of the 24th District, which ranges from rural small-town conservatives to middle-of-the-road suburbs to a progressive big city.
I'm a fiscal conservative, but I'm also a moderate in that, you know, I got to represent the interests of my district, and it's a diverse district.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.